Thank you so much for joining us today. You're listening to Corrieton Cast, the official podcast of Corrieton Church. If you were going to create a world full of chaos, how would you do it? Today we're continuing Dr. Rocky Ramsey's series called Upside Down, Making Sense of the Chaos in the Modern World. The series began by identifying Satan as the agent of chaos, but what steps does he take to accomplish his mission?
Last week I explained how we're living in a world that's now upside down. One that George Orwell foresaw back in 1949 and wrote a book called 1984. That's when he thought it would go upside down. He missed it by about 36 years. It waited till COVID to go upside down. Orwell wrote that those in power would facilitate turning everything upside down. That what had been right would be wrong, and what had been wrong would be right. History would be erased and rewritten. What people thought was real no longer was, and what people thought would never happen had happened. Those in power gaslighted citizens, causing them to question reality, to wonder if they were sane. That's the kind of world we're living in today. What wasn't is, and what was is no more. A person can now be any gender or even species he or she wishes to be. Achievers are villains and oppressors, and those who don't achieve are victims and the oppressed. People who earn aren't entitled to what they earn, and people who don't earn are entitled to what they don't earn, to money they didn't earn. Americans who have benefited from the prosperity of our nation now despise it. I said this last week, I'll say it again before this message is over. Anything done to anybody at any time in the past now justifies anything anybody wants to do to anybody in the present. Anything once done to anybody at any time in the past now justifies anything anybody wants to do to anybody in the present. Rob a store, attack a stranger, burn a building, anything. The mayor of Minneapolis actually said that what the rioters did in his city, which included looting stores, burning buildings, completely vandalizing and setting on fire a police precinct, all of that, he said, were righteous acts. Those used to be crimes. But no, they were righteous acts. Those people shouldn't be put in jail. They ought to be celebrated. Over the past several years, lawbreakers have been celebrated. People in law enforcement have been criticized. Some even wrongly convicted and sent to prison. One of them got stabbed this week in prison. Terrorist barbarians are esteemed and cheered on. Those who seek to attempt to stop them are made out to be the bad guys, Israel. As it says in Isaiah 50 or 5, verses 20 to 24, we have called evil good and good evil. We have substituted darkness for light and light for darkness. Our prosperous cultures have been poisoned by those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Politicians have justified the wicked for a bribe. They've played people to obtain or remain in power. They've also taken away the rights of the ones who were in the right. This is tragically, blatantly obvious in the new documentary called The Fall of Minneapolis. I ask you to watch that this week. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. I don't want to be that depressed today, okay? But you got to watch it. It'll leave you sobered, bothered, mad. But you got to watch it. Got to watch it. Our root, it says in Isaiah, has therefore become like rot because we've rejected the law of the Lord and despised his word. We learned in Romans 1 last week that man rejected God for moral reasons, not mental reasons. It wasn't that he couldn't believe in God. It's that he wouldn't believe in God. Thinking they were wise, men became fools. So God gave them over to dishonoring lust first, then to degrading passions second, and then to depraved thinking third. We'll talk about those things later again. Some people wonder when God will judge America. Duh. God has, God is. He's let us have our way. He's let us have our way. And we're backing up on a lot of those things you'll see here in a moment. The result is chaos. God steps into chaos and brings order. We talked about that last week. Satan steps into order and creates chaos. We learned that Satan uses people. Often the people he uses have no idea they're being used by him. They're just pawns in his hand. He's the father of lies, the god of this world, who deceives the whole world. The kingdoms of this world have been handed over to him, and the whole world lies within his power. If you know the Bible, I just gave you a bunch of verses you're familiar with. He deceives people into thinking that they're saving our culture who are actually going to destroy our culture. And he deceives people into thinking that those who want to save our culture are actually the ones who are the threat trying to destroy it. These people are sincere, but they're sincerely wrong. This group of people includes politicians, journalists, academics, and people in the entertainment business. The enforcers and promoters of their woke ideologies are government agencies, universities, major corporations, the most visible being Disney, and professional sports teams. We now have biological men competing as women against women in college and in high school sports. We got a man who's now a female swimmer setting records. He was a nobody when he swam with men, a nobody. Just recently, some lacrosse player, I remember it was high school or college, he's a man playing with women. He busted a girl, all of a girl's teeth out in a lacrosse match. Go on and on. The number 200 tennis, I'm a tennis player. The number 200 men's tennis player in the country, if he decided to pretend to be a woman, would be number one in the world and probably break all of the Williams records. These people wield the power of censoring, canceling, and professional crucifixion. Submit or be crushed. These people who are reshaping the conscience and morality of our culture may be referred to, Thomas Sowell refers to them as intellectuals, elites, intelligentsia, and the anointed. They deem themselves intellectually and morally superior to everybody who's not one of them. Therefore, they have the right to decide what you can say, what you cannot say. They have the right to decide how you should run your life, run your business, and raise your family. There was a time not so long ago when almost every group and organization in our country promoted love for our country. If you have any age on you, you grew up in school pledging allegiance every morning. You probably sang patriotic songs. These self-appointed elites have taught Americans to hate America. In today's and next week's message, I want to describe the chaos they have created. I'll be explaining what you've seen, and I'll be articulating what you felt. So let's get in the outline. Talking about how to create a world full of chaos. Behind it is Satan. The people he uses are these elites who think they know better than everybody else. So how do they do this? I'm going to give you, I think, 12. I'm only going to get through six today. Number one, to create a world of chaos, destroy logic and common sense. Destroy logic and common sense. In 1994, Philip Howard wrote a book entitled The Death of Common Sense. If it died then, it's been long gone, hasn't it? Long gone. Last week, I talked about how an unborn baby has every human organ, every feature of a person. And yet people can look at that unborn child and say, that's not a baby, that's not a person. That's just a glob of cells. How do you do that? Because you have no common sense. You refuse to use logic. Otherwise, smart people think that everything that is happened when nothing that they know did. We'll say that again. Otherwise, smart people think that everything that is just happened, evolution, when nothing that they know that did. In Psalm 14:1, it says, the fool said in his heart, there is no God. It says the same thing in Psalm 53:1. In George Orwell's 1984, the people were told this. We're talking about the destruction of logic and common sense. The people were told, war is peace, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. Upside down. If a life ends when the heart stops beating, then doesn't a life begin when the heart starts beating? Shouldn't someone who works harder and smarter than others financially be rewarded for his effort? And should someone who can work but doesn't work or can't keep a job because he's a bad employee be taken care of, rewarded by the government? What exactly is one person's fair share of what somebody else makes? I use the example of LeBron James. What is my fair share of what LeBron James makes? Well, the answer to that question is none. You didn't make it. He did. Gender used to be determined by science. Now it's determined by feelings. Now think about that. And these same elites will tell you to believe the science while they completely ignore it. Feelings are more important than science. Lifestyles and behaviors that were once considered to be a mental illnesses and their behaviors criminal are now embraced and celebrated. Isaiah 5:20 says, woe to those who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness. So to create chaos, destroy logic and common sense. Number two, to create chaos, ignore history. Ignore history. Here are some examples of how history is ignored. Socialism has never accomplished what it promised to do. Now, by never, I mean never. It just never has. It promises to create one class. It never has. What it does, it enlarges the lower class, does away with the middle class, and rewards the elite. So you go to any communist or socialist country, they're just not one class. They're these mega rich who have everything, and then there are people who have less than the poor in our country. Slavery is thousands of years old. It's taken place in pretty much every country on the planet. It preceded America by thousands of years. And yet woke elites act as if America was created just for the purpose of slavery, and that almost like they invented it. It just isn't true. Just isn't true. History bears this out. The truth is, America has been the leader in eradicating slavery around the world. Here's the truth. Far more non-blacks have died at the hands of policemen than blacks. But it only makes the news when it's black. Now, if you're watching on TV or the internet and you don't know me, you're thinking, this guy's a racist. This guy's not a racist. Everything I'm telling you, I've learned from a black man. Every opinion I have about this stuff, I learned from a black man. Every one of them. I'm not a racist. Far from it. Betsy and I tried to give a life to two black people. Sadly, neither one of them worked out, but we were going to give them their life back. I'm everything but a racist. If I saw a white person abuse a black person, I would go the death to protect that black person. I'm not a racist. But seeing the truth and speaking about the truth, telling the truth, doesn't make a person a racist. Makes him honest. The truth is that power, not passivity, creates and maintains peace. The greatest deterrent to somebody with a gun is what? It's somebody else with a gun. So you take away all the guns, doesn't that sound like a good idea on paper? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure the criminals aren't going to line up and give theirs back. So all you do is disarm good people who might have protected other good people from bad people. But no, it looks good on paper. The elites think it'll work. The military ability to win a war is what keeps a country safe and living in peace. Both world wars prove that. Bad people aren't converted into good people by being nice to them. And again, elites think they will be. Take any bad person, be good to him, and he'll become a good person. He doesn't. The problem of crime is not a result of systemic oppression and income inequality. It's a result of a lack of moral training, lack of discipline in homes, and permissive laws that fail to properly punish crime. Edmund Burke rightly said, those who don't know history are destined to repeat it. He's also the one who said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Bad men, have you noticed, are a lot better at doing bad things than good men are at doing good things. They just are. Look at what Solomon said over 2,500 years ago. We're talking about ignoring history. Ecclesiastes 1:9, that which has been is that which will be. And that which has been done is that which will be done. So there's nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one might say, see this, it is new. Already it's existed for ages which were before us. So all the kind of issues that you have today, they've happened in the past, but we don't learn anything from it. Elites think, you know, you're right, communism and socialism has never worked, but it's never been orchestrated by us. And if we could orchestrate it, it would work, and we would bring in a heaven on earth. No, you wouldn't. So here's the third way you create chaos. You ignore common sense, you destroy common sense and logic, you ignore history. Then number three, you rewrite history. You rewrite it. Orwell's book, 1984, foretold of the tearing down of statues and the rewriting of history to fit the current agenda. It talks about the Ministry of Information that fact checks everything and rewrites everything to the liking of the people in power. So they systematically do away with any history that doesn't say what they want it to say. They change history. Today it would be called the Ministry of Misinformation. Anyone who doesn't agree with those in power is accused of misinformation and gets silenced or canceled. Maybe the best example of this were COVID, vaccine mandates, and climate change. So you think about those things. Did every scientist in the world agree on those things? Not even close. Not even close. People just as smart as the other side had a completely different opinion. They do now on climate change. They do on vaccine mandates. They did on COVID and what to do about it, where it came from. But only if you're on the right side do you get heard. Harold Black, who's a black guy, I love to read his stuff. He's in the Fountain City, or called the Focus newspaper. You can pick them up wherever they're free. He's on page two. Harold Black, he was an economics professor at UT, one of the smartest men I've ever read after. Fantastic guy. And he talks about all this. He said, you know, when you publish, if you to be successful in academia, you got to get tenured, you got to get published, you got to get grants, which is money. How do you get those? You got to write things that get put in journals. How do you get those? You got to agree with the people who are deciding what goes in the journals. If you disagree with them, you don't get in the journals. You don't make the news. You remain anonymous. You remain a nobody. And so all kinds of people in the past, real science, you invite dissent. You think it's different? Prove it. In our day, you think it's different? If you say so, we'll crush you. This is what it is, and it don't bother us with your science because you're not one of the real scientists like us. Years ago, when I was in seminary, I remember reading about a guy who had written several books. He had been a real conservative Christian theologian, and he went liberal. And I remember asking Dr. Henderson, I said, what happened to this guy? How's this work? He said, in academic circles, there's no such thing as a conservative scholar, only liberal scholars. And so if you're going to be a scholar, you got to be a liberal. And he said, high school kids think they know what peer pressure is. They have no idea what peer pressure is. You put a guy like that, he wants to be a scholar. He's worked his rear end off to be one. But the only way he can be one is to bow down to liberal theology, at least among theologians. And in science, it's the same way. Get in line and say what we say, or you'll be nobody. You'll be nobody. Orwell's Ministry of Information also systematically rewrote the past. They made villains out of people who once were considered heroes. We've seen that in the last 3 years. The American public has rewritten history. Those who were formerly our national heroes are now considered to be oppressive imperialists. At one point in our history, we felt the need to recognize these people's statues. 2 years ago, we felt the need to demonize those same people and wipe their memory off the face of the earth. In 1984, Orwell said this, "Who controls the past controls the future, and who controls the present controls the past." Say it again. Who controls the past controls the future. That's why you got to rewrite or ignore history. Who controls the present controls the past. If you're in power, you can go back and rewrite the history. Make sense? This guy was quite prophetic. To create chaos, you rewrite history. Here's two relevant passages. In Revelation 12:9, the great dragon, the serpent of old, is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. John 8:44, Jesus said, "The devil's a liar and the father of lies." So the deceiver and liar orchestrates the rewriting of history. Why? Because he who controls the past controls the future, and he who controls the present controls the past. To create chaos, number four, deny human nature. Deny human nature. Last week, I explained that Thomas Sowell has documented. The intellectuals believe that man is basically good, that all of his problems are man-made, he's been oppressed or hadn't had enough money, and that all men can be made into good men with understanding, opportunity, and resources. The truth is, the inner city blacks in the 50s, which he was one of them, grew up in Harlem in the 50s, were far more financially disadvantaged, faced far more discrimination, and committed far less crime. So how do you explain that? Well, he's written extensively about all this. Man's big problem is not oppression, it's not lack of financial resources, it's his own sinful nature. And unchecked, he hurts himself. Unchecked, he hurts others. Teenagers and young adults who've been raised well don't set buildings on fire. They don't break into stores. They don't take what isn't theirs. And they don't randomly attack someone because of his or her skin color or race. Those who are among the intelligentsia and haven't, those who aren't among the intelligentsia or who haven't been seduced by their thinking have a more biblical view of human nature. They believe that man is broken and flawed. He's self-serving. He'll take advantage of others to get what he wants if he's not restrained. Left to himself, he gets worse, not better. Now, how many of you have children? How many of your children have lied to you? Okay. If you didn't raise your hand, you're stupid. Okay, I'm just going to tell you, you're just stupid. You're living in la-la land. Your kids have lied to you. How many of you taught them to lie? No, you got to teach them to tell the truth. Why? Because left to themselves, they'll lie. You got to teach them to do what's right. Why? Because they're going to tend to do what's wrong. You got to tell them how to be nice to people and love people, because left to themselves, they're going to use people and take advantage of people. They're broken. Look at these verses, Romans 10:3-10. There is none righteous, not even one. All have sinned. Verse 23, Ecclesiastes 7:20, there's not a righteous man on earth who continually does good and who never sins. Proverbs 29:15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child who gets his own way left to himself, what says King James, kind of that's a more literal translation, bring shame to his mother. Correct your son, he'll give you comfort. He will also delight your soul. In today's newspaper, there's an article in the perspective section, and it says it may be called the worst instrument in education. And it shows a paddle, the Board of Education. I differ with the guy. I was on the wrong end of that paddle a few times, okay? Probably should have been a lot more times than I was. Saw a video yesterday that somebody showed me as a black lady. I don't know where she was, and she said this. She said, the teachers are afraid of the principals. The principals are afraid of the superintendent. The superintendent are afraid of the school board. The school board's afraid of the parents. The parents are afraid of the kids, and the kids are afraid of nobody. And boy, she nailed it. She nailed it. They're afraid of nobody. To create chaos, deny human nature. Keep trying to make evil men good. Just do a ceasefire and the Hamas will just go away. Really? You really think that? No, do a ceasefire and they'll annihilate Israel. Israel's never attacked. They've always responded since they've been in the land. Saw a thing on that the other day. Here's the fifth thing to do to create chaos. Number five is upend morality. Upend morality. Turn it on its head. There was a norm of two sexes and genders, listen closely, for 6,000 years, if you believe in a seven-day creation, which I do. Let's say, well, I don't believe that. I believe in the earth that humanity was created over millions of years. Well, then there were two sexes and two genders. That was the norm for a million years, if you feel better about that, okay? For a million years. In the last 50 years, especially the last 15, we've been told that there can be as many genders as there are people. So every one of us in this room could make up our own gender. Isn't that something? I did not know that. That's new information for me. And not only that, now a person's psychosis is more important than actual science. All of those perceived genders are equally valid. So I can make up any gender I want to be, and my gender is as valid as you being a male or a female. They're not just tolerated, they're to be celebrated. Those people can now demand that you call them by any pronoun they prefer. In some places, you'll lose your job if you don't. Referring to someone as they and them used to mean they were schizophrenic or had multiple personality disorder. They or them. The LGBTQ plus lifestyles were considered a mental illness by the American Psychiatric Association until 1973. Isn't that interesting? It was a mental illness all those years, and then one day it changed. Practicing those lifestyles was considered to be a punishable crime in every state in America. They eventually began to topple, and in 2003, they were nationally legalized by a case in Texas. Now you have people who think they're animals, usually cats. Now, I could really come up with some good stuff to say about that, but I won't do it, okay? If common sense hadn't died, these people would be considered to be severely mentally ill. Severely mentally ill. The new morality, which is no morality at all, declares them to be as normal as you and I. The Old Testament teaches that God judges by the sword, other people, by famine, finances, and by pestilence, disease. COVID. In the New Testament, we learn that God judges people by giving them what they want, by letting them have their own way and then paying for it. New York, we're a sanctuary city. They don't want to be now, do they? We saw last week in Romans 1 that people didn't want God in their lives. They wanted to be God. They wanted to decide what was right and wrong. They wanted to make up their own rules. So God gave them over, first to dishonoring lust, verse 24, degrading passions, LGBTQ plus, verse 26, and finally to depraved minds in verse 28. A depraved mind thinks that right is wrong and wrong is right. It's right to abort an unborn child. It's wrong to think you shouldn't. It's right to think that you're a cat. It's wrong for somebody to think that you're mentally ill, or as we would say in NSKIP, crazy. Okay? It's right to riot. It's wrong to condemn rioting. It's right to steal, burn, and attack a stranger if you think that you've been oppressed. It's wrong for you to think that those things are wrong. Anything done to anybody in the past justifies anything anybody wants to do to anybody in the present. Anything. So you upend morality. Last one we're going to do today. To create chaos, you legitimize lies. You legitimize lies. It's one thing to misstate something when you're speaking. Every speaker's done that. So you're saying something, the words just come out wrong, and everybody's done that. It's another thing to get something wrong because you remembered incorrectly, or possibly you were given some bad information. Probably everybody that speaks a lot has done that. But today, we have people publicly telling lies that they know to be lies and that can be proven to be lies, and they keep telling them even when they can be disputed on video and audio. And by the way, you got to watch out for the audio. I was thinking in the paper today about now you're going to start getting scam calls and AI is going to duplicate somebody's voice. AI is going to be the death of us. It's interesting that the devil's numbers in Revelation, remember he was known as 666? All the Hebrew consonants have numerical equivalents, or the Hebrew numbers have consonants that are their equivalents. So he's WWW. It's called the Vav in Hebrew. AI. So you may get a call from me. It's not me. Just can't believe anything anymore, can you? Sad thing. But we have people publicly tell these lies. A great example of this, the White House saying that our southern border is secure. Really? Have you ever been there? Have you ever seen the videos? As of September, 3.8 million migrants have entered our country on the southern border since Joe Biden became president. 3.8 million. Now, I'll give you some perspective. That's over 8 times the population of Knox County. That's only the people we know have come across. Who knows how many have come across? We don't know. If the migrants don't know someone here and get jobs, who's paying for their housing, food, and medical? Who's paying for their housing, food, and medical expenses? Can I see all those hands? You got a job? You are. Isn't it interesting? We can't take care of our own poor, and yet we're flooding our country with more. Now, people want to come here and be honest and work and pay taxes and all that. You know, God bless them. I'll help sponsor them. I don't know if you can get a house built that didn't have some Hispanics. They'll work their rear ends off. They're fabulous workers, most of them. But also coming across is drugs and everything that we don't want to come across. But the White House says this border is secure. I love it when politicians, journalists, academics, and entertainers who are completely unaffected by these people flooding our country want to tell people actually having to deal with it how to handle it. So the mayor of Boston or New York City thinks that border ought to be open. Can I tell you something? If his city was sitting on that border, he wouldn't want it open. He'd be screaming. I love those governors now busting into these sanctuary cities so they have to deal with it. New York City is a mess. It's like young snowflakes in college campuses and leaders in other nations at the UN telling Israel to cease fire. Their opinion doesn't cost them anything. In Israel, it'll cost you your life, cost you citizens, cost you innocence. It's like somebody who's never been confronted by a dangerous person trying to tell a cop how he ought to behave. It's ridiculous. If you ever had been in the face of somebody who you thought might kill you, you have a clue. But if you haven't been, you shouldn't have an opinion. Whatever he does, you shouldn't have an opinion. Because you don't know what you'd do. And if you didn't do it quickly, you might be dead. True? Absolutely true. Isn't it foolish for people who don't have to deal with a problem to consider themselves as experts on what somebody who does have to deal with a problem should have done? Years ago at a Focus on the Family event, I had supper with a guy who pastored on a border town. This was 25 years ago. Wasn't near as bad as it is now. And the illegals coming across the border had destroyed his town. that break into homes, cook and eat meals, steal food, steal clothes, and they just completely littered the landscape. And so their cattle were eating things and dying from them, eating, you know, just all, because it was just a gigantic mess. Schools had closed, hospital is closed. You know, somebody in Chicago wants to tell them what to do about that. Chicago's got enough problems of its own, don't it? The border is secure, only if you're blind. But here's the deal. It's a lie, and they know it. But they'll get on TV, look that camera in the eye, and tell it. So many people running the world now, and the country, not all, are psychopathic liars. They could pass a lie detector test probably all day long. They're just so used to lying, it doesn't emotionally affect them anymore. If I took a piece of bubble gum, I couldn't pass a lie detector test. I feel terrible about it. They put me on there and zzz, boy, he's lying, you know. I got a conscience. But if you have no conscience, you can just lie all day long. It's a different world. What brings up, which brings up another piece of chaos in our time, in the past, the facts were the facts. People might feel differently about those facts. They might interpret those facts differently, but the facts were the facts. In our day, facts are whatever you want them to be. Remember the old expression, my mind's made up, don't confuse me with the truth or the facts. That's where we live today. I believe Israel's bad. Show them a picture of this woman who, woman that the Hamas split her pregnant belly open, pulled her baby out, beheaded her baby in front of her, and then beheaded her. Israel's got video footage of all this stuff they've gotten from the Hamas and from other people. You can show all that footage to these people, it won't change their mind. Do you understand that? You can show Holocaust videos to people. They still think it didn't happen. That's satanic. There's no other explanation for that kind of stupidity. That kind of deliberate, determined, chosen ignorance. It's satanic. You've probably heard the expression, keep telling a lie and people eventually believe it. How many of you heard that? How many of you know who said it? Adolf Hitler. Shouldn't be surprised, should you? It's Adolf Hitler, wrote his book. His lie was that the Jews were evil and a dangerous people who were a threat to Germany. So he turned the Germans against him. He lied and claimed that he got the Germans to believe that they were the reason for World War I. They weren't. Just like dysfunctional people so often do, which is we see a lot of today, they blame the innocent. You blame the person who wouldn't even been there if this guy hadn't have been doing what he did. Israel wouldn't be in Gaza without the Hamas. That cop wouldn't have been there if a crime hadn't been committed. And go on and on and on with that. Look at what it says in Jeremiah 9:3. Lies and truth and not truth prevail in the land. They have taught their young to speak lies. They're taught their tongue to speak lies. I'm going to give you one more, number seven. The seventh thing is to create chaos, justify violence. The lie Hitler told is still believed today about what's happening in Israel. The Hamas barbarians raped women and children in front of their husbands. Can you imagine that? Can you? And they bragged about it. They bragged about it. They videoed it. They murdered over 1,200 innocent people, took hundreds of others captive. I told you about the woman, they cut her belly open, beheaded her baby in front of her, then beheaded her. Israel wisely has recorded proof that they used hospitals and Palestinians as human shields. The Hamas did this so that if Israel should strike there, they would be blamed as the bad guys because of civilian lives lost. This was all planned. It's all determined. It's like an abuser. You know what an abuser will do, the person he abuses? He'll eventually make him so crazy, they'll fight back, and then they go see a counselor, and he'll have a black eye, or he'll have a story about how crazy she is. Well, he'd been abusing her for 5 years. She finally broke. She's not the bad guy. And sometimes that abuse can go female to male. That happens too. The Hamas did what they did, not because of their love for Palestinians, but because of their hate for Jews. You got to understand that. This wasn't an act to help the Palestinians. This was an act to destroy the Jews. Their stated purpose is the annihilation of Israel. So you cease fire with that? That's who they are. That's what they live for. That's what they're committed to. People justified the riots and looting that took place during the BLM riots. Those people would be called the Ministry of Information in Orwell's book. They'd be the secular media in our day. Called them peaceful demonstrations as a result of decades of supposed systemic oppression, which Thomas Sowell, Harold Black, a whole list of other intelligent, successful black men would say that's a bunch of baloney, a complete bunch of baloney. Had there been people oppressed? Yes. Had there been discrimination? Yes. Has it been massive and oppressive and all that? They would all say absolutely not, and they'd have the data to prove it. Think about this. Why didn't blacks who lived before civil rights laws in the welfare state, who were financially far less advantaged, faced way more discrimination, do any of those things? They didn't do it. They were better people. Their families were intact. Their boys had fathers. Black leaders taught them to behave and would quickly condemn their wrong behavior. In this last book I read by Sewell's, 549 pages, in that book he talked about when the slaves from the South moved up North, they created segregation. There was no segregation until they got there, but they behaved so badly, they created segregation. And so the blacks who had lived among the whites for years and years and years, all of a sudden couldn't. It all changed. But in that day, the preachers, the politicians, everybody who was a black leader was trying to tell them how to behave. Nowadays, everybody just tells them to be mad and feel like they've been oppressed and wronged. Well, the progressive Democrats justified the flash mobberies, robberies, where these gangs and people execute these mass destruction of stores and theft. She said these were single mothers who needed grocery. Have you seen the videos? They're not single mothers. They're young thugs. It was young, out-of-control thugs who saw the opportunity of getting away with stealing clothes, shoes, and electronics. These instances aren't oppressed victims getting their just due. They're criminals taking what isn't theirs. What's it create? Chaos. Chaos where it's happening. Chaos for everybody who's watching it in disbelief. If you watch the fall of Minneapolis, you'll see that while all this stuff is going on in Minneapolis, places being looted, places being burned, the police were sitting in their squad cars telling them to just report on it and do nothing. They've been taught to do something. About 400 of them quit after that. They should have all quit, but that's another story. Again, the new mantra is if you perceive that there was any injustice, even if it's in the past, even if it's never been done to you, then anything you do now in your mind to rectify that wrong is justified. So those who set buildings on fire, loot stores, shoot and kill cops, etc., are considered to be righteous, moral crusaders, not criminals. This is the lie the devil has told. And he's told it through these elites, academics, politicians, intelligentsia, people who think they're the anointed. In most cases, people whose decisions never get judged on based on the outcome. Righteous acts, as the guy said in Minneapolis. Look at these verses. Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Proverbs 10, 6 and 9 and 11 both say, the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. They don't even call it what it is. So the wicked rename and justify violence. They allow it. They endorse it. We got to stop. The God of this world, the evil one, the one in whose power the world lies, is the enemy of God. He's the enemy of God's people. He's the enemy of all that is good. When he's called the evil one, there's two Greek words for bad or evil. One just is just a bad, it's a kakos. And kakos just means I'm bad. I don't care what you do, I'm bad. But interestingly, the other word, evil, is perneiros. And it means that I am bad and I will not rest until you're bad too. That's the evil one. He's not content to be who he is. He's out to make sure that you're who he is. So he lies. Come steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus said. If God's for it, Satan's against it. If God wants you to do it, the devil doesn't want you to do it. If God doesn't want you to do it, the devil wants you to do it. God turns chaos into order. The devil turns order into chaos. Satan is a liar and a deceiver. He uses people who may or may not know he's using them. They think they're saving America and the world. And the truth is they're destroying both. Defund the police has now become refund the police. Have you noticed? In that video, the fall of Minneapolis, one of the ladies who got, she was a city council person, got on TV and, yeah, we're going to defund the police. And then somebody carjacked her and beat the crap out of her. And now she thinks they ought to refund the police. Well, of course you should. Tear down the border wall. Tear that thing down. Now it's rebuild the border wall. Have you noticed? Biden wants to rebuild the wall. He hadn't said Trump's right yet, and I don't think he ever will, you know. Hell would have to freeze over first. But anyway, he went down and said rebuild the wall. In the 60s, they promoted sex education so there'd be less sexually transmitted disease and less pregnancies. Both of them skyrocketed. Just the opposite of what the elites thought it would do. It looked good on paper. It's a terrible idea. They created the welfare state, and Thomas Sowell thinks the welfare state and the Civil Rights Act is what destroyed black families. And so now you have over 70% of black kids being born into families without dads. Every boy needs an alpha male. Every boy needs a dad he's afraid of. If he doesn't have one, he's probably not going to be afraid of anybody. And that's what you see when you turn on the news. In Oregon, they recently passed a law about 3 or 4, maybe 5 years ago now, legalizing opioids. The point was there are too many people going to prison for drugs, so they're just going to legalize and they won't have so many going. Since that time, deaths by opioids has increased 13 times. Now they're wanting to repeal the law. All these liberal ideas look good on paper. None of them work. You know, they just don't work. You judge an idea by its result, not by how nice it looks. Remember where we started with Isaiah chapter 5? Those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Their thinking is flawed from the beginning. The beginning of knowledge and wisdom, we saw last week, is the fear of the Lord. Romans 3:18 says, there's no fear of God before their eyes. Being wise and clever in their own sight, the wisdom of their wise men has perished. Professing to be wise, they have become fools. So what are we to do in this world of chaos turned upside down? Say, Rocky, can you promise me it's going to get better? No. In the end times, and we don't know when that clock begins, it actually begins at the rapture. We'll know we're there when the rapture takes. We'll know we're there when we're not here, okay? That's how you'll know we're there. We're not here. But will it get better? Who knows? Likely it won't. We'll see. But what do? We have to know the truth. We have to live the truth. We have to stand for the truth. I don't know what that looks like in the days to come. I don't know what it will cost me. But I'm going to stand for the truth. I hope you'll join me. Evil may prevail in this world, but it won't be because this good man did nothing.
You've just heard the second lesson in Dr. Rocky Ramsey's series, Upside Down. In part 3, Pastor Rocky finishes this list of 12 steps the enemy takes to create a world full of chaos, which apply to you personally. A great number of you would raise your hand to say that you either stopped going to church from boredom or you're currently considering leaving your church for the same reason. Nothing ever seems to happen or change, and you're not challenged in your faith. Well, we want to invite you to experience the Corryton difference this weekend. Go to CorrytonChurch.com to plan your visit. That's CorrytonChurch.com to plan your visit today.